This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's southern port city of Mariupol has been cut off for weeks as Russians have laid siege to the city, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Rescue workers pick through the rubble of a gutted apartment building. The charred husk of a tank sits jammed against a house. This woman, who gave her name as Yevhenia, says she's found the tanks most terrifying. Hearing and feeling their guns reverberate while lying on the ground trying to shelter. The mayor, Vadim Boychenko, says more than 10,000 civilians have died in the siege, and the full toll could be twice that. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says right now, it's impossible to verify the numbers.
But if you just look at the imagery and you see how much the Russians have pounded Mariupol from the air, it's inconceivable to imagine that there aren't going to be civilian casualties and that it could be a significant number.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Ukraine said on Monday it expected Russia to launch a huge new offensive soon as Moscow shifts its focus to seizing territory in the east after its invasion force was driven from the gates of Kiev this month. The first EU leader to meet Vladimir Putin face-to-face since the war began, Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer, gave a grim account of his talks with the Russian leader held at a residence outside Moscow. Quote, I generally have no optimistic impression that I can report to you from this conversation with President Putin, he said. Quote, the offensive is evidently being prepared on a massive scale. After withdrawing forces from northern Ukraine, including the suburbs of Kiev, Russia says its main objective now is eastern Ukraine. Find more on our website, voanews.com.